This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Luxury hotel, fresh powder, slopeside access, and the stay itself didn't cost me a dime. That was my reality at the Park Hyatt Beaver Creek, a five-star ski and ski-out resort in the Colorado Rockies. In this video, I'm taking you inside the full experience, from the suite upgrade and ski valet to the s'mores by the fire. And at the end, I'll break down exactly how I booked this entire stay on points so you can too. So for those new to the channel, my name is DeAndre Koch. I'm a financial advisor who's passionate about exploring the world with my fiance Taryn. In just 3 short years, we've visited nearly 20 countries together, often flying business class and staying in luxury, typically using points and miles strategies that we share in our weekly podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey. These strategies help us unlock luxury experiences while keeping more money in our pockets, getting significantly more value from the same travel budget. So let's get into it. I flew into the Eagle Vale Airport, which is only about a 30 to 35 minute drive to the hotel. The airport's small and super easy to navigate, and I had all my bags and ski gear pretty quickly, and we hit the road. So this was a late season trip. We went actually at the very end of March into April, so I wasn't sure exactly what to expect from the conditions, especially since it was a comfortable like 60 degrees when we landed. But walking into the Park Hyatt, the first thing that hit me was really how beautiful the space was. I had actually booked a standard room, but thanks to my Hyatt Globalist status, they upgraded me to a Mountain View room. They didn't have any suites available at check-in, but they did tell me that I could check back tomorrow, which was completely fine. So that night I had dinner with my friends at 8100, and more on that in a second. When I got back, I swung back by the front desk and shout out to Jake, who told me that a junior suite actually had opened up and I could actually switch right then that night. So I did. I moved from the fourth floor down to the third, but I still had a mountain view, but now with a full living area, more space and those elevated touches like softer robes, an electric fireplace, and other amenities that seemed standard in the room, like a humidifier, Nespresso, hot water kettle, all the good stuff. So as far as dinner at 8100, the hotel steakhouse, that was fantastic. It was a solid cocktail menu, great bar, good energy, and the food really exceeded expectations. I was with a group of friends and everyone really left happy with their meal. Now, I love an amazing breakfast, and breakfast the next morning, wild. As a globalist, I got full access to their breakfast buffet for free. And this isn't your typical like eggs and toast situation. They had a make your own juice bar, made to order omelets, lox and bagels, waffles with Nutella and M&Ms. I really could go on. And also worth noting, if you book through Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts, you can actually get free breakfast for two people as well. And considering breakfast normally runs about $61 per person, that's a fantastic perk. Now let's talk about the main reason why you'd want to stay here, the ski in and ski out access. This is really where the Park Hyatt shines. The ski valet is just steps off the main back patio. Every morning, my gear was quick and easy to grab, and while I never used the inside boot warmers, my friends did, especially the skiers, and they loved having the warm, dry boots every single morning before starting off. And the valet team was absolutely fantastic, super high energy, very helpful, and they took care of everyone's gear. And the great thing is it's included, but you're gonna wanna make sure you leave a tip for them. So from the valet, it's only about a 1 to 2 minute walk to the main gondola that gets you to the mid-mountain. And there's a small training area gondola too that's like literally right next to the resort, but the main one is the one that you're gonna wanna walk to. Now let me talk about the mountain itself for a second, because Beaver Creek is massive. Even after riding for 3.5 days, I didn't hit everything. The resort itself has over 2,000 acres of skiable terrain, more than 150 runs, and 24 lifts. So whether you're into groomers, glades, or steep drops, there's something for every level. Day one was absolutely perfect. It was bluebird skies, mild temps, and just a great way to warm up to the mountain. Day two, pretty icy, visibility wasn't great, conditions were rough, and honestly, I ended up calling it early because I wasn't having that great of a day. But then it snowed overnight, and I'm talking, we got dumped on. We got over a foot of snow, and day three was honestly pretty magical. It kept snowing most of the day, and I was constantly carving fresh tracks run after run after run. And it was easily one of the best powder days I've had in a long time. And that's surprising since we went so late in the season. It's one of those days that you could fully send it, take little breaks, and honestly pray that your legs can endure until the lifts close. And thanks to the Hyatt Globalist status, I got a 4 p.m. late checkout on my last day, so I was able to sneak in a few more hours of riding on day four, still getting fresh snow from the overnight storm before heading back and making my way to the airport. Now, one thing I want to point out that this is certainly a family-friendly resort. And don't get me wrong, while we typically do more adults-only travel, I am perfectly fine and have had great experiences in family resorts. But this time did seem a little bit more than usual, and it could have just been the week that we were there, but there were quite a few kids running around during the stay, and it got a little loud sometimes. And I'm talking in the hallways, at breakfast. Even during the day when I might try to catch a quick nap, I remember hearing a lot of screaming from both in the hallway of kids running back and forth, as well as screaming outside the room from the balcony. That being said, it could just be that kids running around in ski boots just make more noise. So if you're looking for a completely quiet, adults-only environment, this might not check that box specifically, but to be very clear, it did not take away from the overall experience from me at all. So after the slopes, you've got a few options. There's an XL spa with sauna and steam rooms, and while I didn't do a massage this time, I definitely took advantage of the wellness areas like the sauna, the steam room, and the gym. And the gym's pretty legit, and the pool is heated and big enough to swim laps in. And there were like 5 different jacuzzis scattered around as well, so it was plenty spacious area. They even set up s'mores every day with marshmallows and roasting sticks, and you can just ask the front desk for them. You know, little touches like that really make the stay feel extra fun and give you that mountain vibe you're looking for. And of course, if you love the après ski vibe, there are plenty of bars and restaurants at the base of the mountain to enjoy great food, good drinks, live music, and an amazing time with friends. Now here's the part I promised I'd save for the end. How I booked this entire stay without spending thousands. So this is a Category 8 Hyatt property. So each standard night runs 45,000 Hyatt points. I stayed 4 nights, and so I transferred 180,000 points from Chase Ultimate Rewards to Hyatt. That transfer is 1-to-1 with the points, and it's instant. And so had I paid out of pocket, the stay would have been just under $4,000 after taxes and resort fees for just their base level standard room. And if you include the cost of the upgraded junior suite, free daily breakfast, the valet parking, and other benefits, you're looking at more like $7,500 to $8,000 out of pocket. Instead, it was all done on points for the stay. And here's the kicker. If I had booked through the Chase Travel Portal instead of transferring directly to Hyatt, I would have needed between 267,000 and 320,000 points, depending on which Chase card I had. And that's just for the standard room. For the suite I actually stayed in, it would have been almost double that. So this is why transfer partners are so powerful, and understanding how to use them can unlock experiences like this for a fraction of the cost. So if you want to learn how to travel in luxury for nearly free, scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description to access our weekly newsletter, free comprehensive points guide, and our podcast, which streams on all platforms, where we dive deeper into strategies like this, or just watch them here on YouTube every single week. So to wrap up, this trip honestly checked all the boxes. Amazing snow, a comfortable room with a view, great food, and access to one of my new favorite ski mountains in Colorado. So it doesn't matter if you're the type to want to crush the slopes or just unwind with a glass of wine in a hot tub while your friends or family are getting after it, the Park Hyatt Beaver Creek delivers a fantastic experience. So drop a comment below if you've got questions about this resort, travel tips, or anything points related. And if this video helped you or inspired your next adventure, hit that like button and subscribe. We've got plenty more destination breakdowns and luxury travel tips coming your way. We'll catch you on the next one.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick single topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.